So right, folks, I'm here with Sean from Slate Art. It's a Ballincollig-based company, and Sean has a whole variety of different paintings here, which are done on reclaimed slate. So I'm just going to ask him a few questions as to where this all came about, and he can give you some more details about it. So Sean, you have a big selection of Cork landmarks here. Do you paint yourself a lot?
Yes, yeah. It's mainly I stick with local stuff, the local areas, you know. Mm-hmm. And I found that a lot of old slate around the place, and nobody really uses it for anything else. So that's why I decided to start painting on the slate.
And it's a really nice use of some reclaimed materials. I mean, like this stuff you'd find on building sites just lying around, isn't that right?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's all over the country, really, throwing broken bits, and you can use everything, you know.
And looking at them here now, I mean, they wouldn't look out of place in an art gallery. I mean, in fairness, they're a credit to you. Just looking at some of the stuff you have done here, you have St. John's Cathedral. Where's that based? Where's that one?
St. John's is church in Ballincollig. You have Gugan Barra, Blackrock Castle, Shandon, the Weirs in Ballincollig, Ballincollig Castle, and many, many more pieces, you know, Fastnet Rock Lighthouse and things like that.
And you tend to pick the shape of the slate to suit the actual portrait that you're doing yourself. I see the Shandon one now is on almost like a portrait style slate shape.
Yeah.
Is that part of the design itself?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you find the broken slate and you use it for each for different type of paintings.
And the colours are fairly vibrant. They're very kind of striking, vivid colours. Is that a special type of paint that you use?
Well, no. What we use basically a lot of different colours, but it's basically an acrylic paint, and there's a clear lacquer finish over to protect them. Then when they're done.
Right. And I'm looking at some of the prices here. I can't believe my eyes. These prices are very, very reasonable. I mean, for works of art, you're talking about a Shandon, a painting of a Shandon tower on a piece of slate. Again, wouldn't look out of place in an art gallery, and you're selling it for €10. Those are very good prices.
Yeah, the prices, they vary from about €5 up to €100, but majority of stuff is very within the reach of most people. It's normally around, the average price, it says 15 to 20 euro, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you've got some other oil paintings then as well.
Yes, I do some oil paintings as well on canvas, and they vary from, you know, different landscapes and still lifes and things like that, you know. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I see you have on your table as well that you can take a look at somebody's property or house and maybe do a painting for them based on a kind of a commission basis, like that they commission you to paint something maybe on a slate. Some reclaimed slate,
yeah.
Or
well, if somebody brings me a photograph of something that they want it done, I can decide if I can do it for them or not, and then give them a quotation or price for it there and then, you know.
Very good. And you've got some smaller pieces here on the front desk as well,
yeah.
Kind of little mementos and kind of key holders and things like that.
Yeah,
there seems to be a biker influence there in one of them.
Yeah. There's different stuff for bits and pieces for everybody, really. You know, there's different, it goes right across the whole spectrum. You know.
And do many bikers like slate?
Yeah, they like the paintings on them, you know.
Very good. I see. There's a couple of you have a few wood carvings as well.
Yes, they're not actually my own. They're from a friend of mine, but they're very elaborate. There are some beautiful wood carvings there. Yeah, nice.
You were showing me a kind of a hardwood one earlier, and it's a maze of intricate kind of carvings of tropical fish and coral, and it's really, really detailed. And how much is that piece?
That piece would be about €100.
Yeah.
But actually, I get them from Cuba, from a friend of mine in Cuba, and they take up to a month to carve one of them.
I can imagine. Jeez, if I started at that now... No, actually, I wouldn't even finish it. It'll take longer than a month anyway, I can tell you. So, you're down here, Sean, every Sunday at the North
Point
Markets.
Yeah.
And if somebody wanted to reach you otherwise, could they find you on a particular number, or would we just get them to come down here to the Sunday
Markets?
Well, I think
it's probably better if they came here, that it's easier for everybody then, you know. I'll be here every Sunday and they can bring down their photographs, whatever, and come and have a look, you know.
Excellent. So, you heard it here, folks. Come on down and meet Sean. And you really have to see this stuff to believe it. It's really, really kind of high quality art, and for ridiculously low prices. So, you know, come on down and get yourself a bargain.